Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help asthma by balancing pH and improving lymph flow. You know, you're used to hearing about kids with asthma. Over the past few years, I'm seeing more and more adults who are being diagnosed with asthma later in life. And this is occurring because their lung tissue is becoming overly acidic. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome an illness, lower your risk of disease, and to improve how you feel physically and mentally. For the past 24 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes, in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am the author of An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how we're filling with cellular waste because we're acidic and our lymphatic system can't flow. It's really common sense, and it's actually what's been found. My book was published 12 years ago, and I explained how most disease is about cellular waste. Well, type 2 diabetes, insomnia, heart failure, breast cancer, ALS, MS, Huntington's, Parkinson's, all these diseases are being linked to cellular waste. How can we not think that most disease is about cellular waste, your own cells that are, you know, not being cleared from your body and creating your disease? I've developed work understanding this problem that we're filling with cellular waste. I developed work called Lymphpractic. It's maintenance for your lymphatic system, which maintains every system in your body. It's deeply relaxing, and it gets to the root cause. Over a few weeks, we reduce toxicity in your body, and you start feeling better. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system nationally and internationally. Just give me a call. Understanding this system will change your life from the first call. I guarantee it. We have a lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system, and we need to maintain it if we want to be healthy or overcome illness. So if you have asthma, you know how it feels. Your chest gets tight. You can't breathe. It's uncomfortable. But what is asthma? Asthma is recurrent episodes of wheezing, shortness of breath, chest tightness, and coughing. You may see more mucus from the lungs, and it may be hard to get that up. This may be even a sign of dehydration. An asthma attack is basically a worsening of the symptoms, meaning it's scary. You get a bronchospasm. During the asthma attack, the lining of their airways also becomes swollen again. To me, that has to do with the lymphatic system, and they become inflamed. So anytime I hear swelling, again, I was a certified lymphedema therapist when I started my career 24 years ago, and when you hear swelling, it has to do with the lymphatic system. There's no doubt in my mind. When you start to swell, your lymphatic system is not able to clean up part of an area of the body. Now, when people have asthma, they have other health problems, which shows me that it's not just the lungs, right? This acidity or imbalance is affecting the lymphatic system in many parts of the body. So those with asthma may have other health conditions like gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, which is something we'll talk about next week, may have more sinus problems and sleep apnea. They could also have psychological disorders like anxiety and mood disorders. So, you know, we see these problems with asthma. So I want you to start seeing that we just don't have, and this is really every health problem. Most people don't just have one health problem. They have asthma. They may have digestive issues. They may have depression. They may have something else. All right? And this has to do with the lymphatic system because the lymphatic system maintains every system. Now, to me, understanding pH or whether we're acid or alkaline in our body can make a big difference in how you breathe. Asthma is about an imbalance in the lungs. They're overly acidic tissues that are constricting. On YouTube, one of the most hit videos I have is on, you know, breathing. People from all around the world are contacting me that they can't breathe. So this is a very big problem. So asthma is about an imbalance that we have more control over. In a recent study on Alzheimer's, researchers found acidic cells in the brain. They found when acidic, these brain cells cannot clean themselves efficiently and became filled with cellular waste and inflammation. This is what you hear me talk about since 2003, that when our body is overly acidic and we're made up of cells that we can't clean efficiently, we become toxic. And wherever that toxicity happens is where we have our health problem. So let's look at asthma symptoms, understanding the lymphatic system and pH. When parts of the body become acidic, they tighten, right? Any muscle, any part of your body can tighten, any organ. Exactly what is happening in a bronchospasm when tightening of the muscles around your airways occurs. The lining of the airways also becomes swollen or inflamed. I already explained how, to me, that's about a lymphatic problem, because when a lymphatic system becomes damaged, as in lymphedema, when it's become damaged due to cancer or surgery, people swell, right? The same thing can happen in any part of your body. So how do the lungs become acidic? An overly acidic diet, dehydration, medications, vaccinations, viruses, bacteria, stress. Even the air we breathe has higher levels of CO2. And CO2 becomes carbonic acid in our body. So when it hits your lungs, the CO2 hits the fluid in your lungs and it becomes carbonic acid. And that can make them more acidic. So let me talk a little bit about medications. In my course online, I don't talk about this in my book, on my course online, I talk about, there's a book how this woman, I don't remember her name, she wrote about how most medications deplete magnesium and other minerals in your body, which can lead to an acidic pH. So when we have an acidic pH, recent research found that the body will aggressively clump cells. So again, we don't want to be acidic. The cell can't clean itself and then will aggressively clump cells. So this builds to, again, auto-intoxication in the body, where the body is just becoming toxic from its own cellular waste. So an important step in asthma and most diseases, taking steps to improve the body's pH, right? That is potential of hydrogen. Do we have more hydrogen? If we have more hydrogen in our solution, in your saliva or urine or in your blood, then you're going to have more acid. When we have more alkaline, then we have more hydroxide, which is hydrogen and oxygen. And that's why people, you know, we get cancer. When we become overly acidic, there's no oxygen. The cells need oxygen to stay healthy. So if your lungs are overly acidic, the lung tissue constricts, it tightens, it limits lymph flow and circulation. We just learned that when overly acidic, the cells aggressively clump together, creating more waste and inflammation. Your cells, which are supposed to be flowing around your body as one cell away from other cells, they don't get attracted. When we're acidic, your cells get attracted to each other, and they stack like coins. Like if you put like five coins together, that's what one cell, or do you want five cells clumped together? Those five cells can't get cleaned out of your body, and they make more inflammation wherever they get stuck. So basically, if you ignore asthma, it can progress to where fibrin, which is like yarn in your body, can create scar tissue and build in the lungs. And this scar tissue leads to COPD. And then this can go further into emphysema, where your lungs are basically degrading, they're breaking down themselves. So I hope you're seeing that your asthma is about an imbalance in your body that is creating, again, inflammation and swelling, and really many of your other health problems. Before I talk about steps you can take to help asthma, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. My work is fully closed. I will tune up your lymphatic system and make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in your life. And it really does tune up every system in your body, not just your lymphatic system. If you live outside of Arizona, you can contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over phone or Skype, no matter where you live. And please check out my on-demand virtual course. I did this because so many people call me for coaching, and this could take many hours. It could be close to, you know, $300 to $500. And in one course, you know, for right now it's $200, it may go on sale, you can have most of my information that will help you understand how to balance your pH and improve your health. I don't know how people can actually live without this information. This is stuff that we should be teaching children from early on in life. So if you don't know how to maintain your lymphatic system, check out my course on my website, healthylymphsystem.com. So the key to helping asthma is balancing the body's pH to improve lymph flow in the lungs. It's actually about limited circulation. So lymph flow completes circulation when not working optimally. Cells can build in the lungs, creating scarring, and we know that can lead to other diseases that can be more dramatic and really very dangerous to your health. An acidic pH constricts the body and limits lymph flow and circulation. A balanced pH, when we're more in balance, which is about 6.5 to 7.5, this improves lymph flow, circulation, and the body's ability to clean itself, detoxification. So when we're acidic, we're toxic, right? When we're more alkaline, then we give up waste more easily. We need to understand how exercise is really probably the most important key. Many people take supplements. They may get some body work. We really need to include exercise to move blood through the organ, to bring minerals and oxygen into the tissues and to remove waste. Every time you deep breathe, and I mean a deep breath, you remove carbonic acid from the lungs with each breath. If you don't breathe deeply, the lungs build with acidic waste and, you know, just become toxic, and we need to breathe. So think about deep breathing. Take 2 deep breaths at a time and do this, you know, build up to 30 deep breaths maybe once or twice a day, nice and relaxed and slow. A big detox program, I wouldn't do it because, you know, it could further congest you at first and bring on an asthma attack. So anytime you make yourself healthy, you're going to make yourself more toxic at first. So to me, if you have asthma, start drinking more alkaline water with minerals, start changing your diet to more alkaline diet and doing a little more exercise, and you'll see you'll start feeling a little better. But you may have a little asthma attack at first. Don't be scared off by it. So we need to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. A more alkaline diet, daily exercise, deep breathing, and good posture help tremendously. If you're slouching and you have asthma, you may be creating the problem because when we slouch over our shoulders, we limit circulation in the lungs. So we want to limit things that are acidic, coffee, alcohol, soda, wheat, a lot of proteins, especially red meat. For a while, not forever, but to get well, we have to change our diet and lifestyle for a while. We need to eat more fruits and vegetables. It's best to eat healthy and alkaline for 3 to 4 days in a row, because if you're eating healthy for half a day and then going home and having an unhealthy meal, you're stopping detoxification. So what I promote, especially in my course, is 3 to 4 days a week of eating healthy. I mean, 4 days twice a month of lowering what you eat, limiting what you eat, fasting, has been shown to help Alzheimer's. So it's clearing waste from the brain, and I believe it can help most health problems. So try and eat 3 days a week, and you'll see a big difference. Talking about water, we want to be hydrated. Most people are dehydrated. We want to have a 1/2 ounce to 3/4 ounce of water per pound of body weight. If you take medications, you may need more water. If you exercise a lot, if you work outside, then you need to be more hydrated. But please, really, hydration is key. You can take products like curcumin or omega-3s. Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric, and it's anti-inflammatory. Systemic enzymes, wow, they break down scar tissue and they improve circulation in the body. And magnesium helps to balance pH. And, of course, lymphatic drainage sessions. If you find a therapist in your area, you can come see me in Scottsdale, Arizona, or you can go to my website and learn how to drain your own lymphatic system and maintain your lymphatic system to help improve circulation in your lungs. If you need an acid alkaline food chart, it's on my homepage at healthylymphsystem.com. It's on the bottom. There's a link. There's also a few letters that you'll see to show you how important this is. And you can really learn how to maintain your lymphatic system and health on your own. Check out my on-demand virtual course, Lymphatic System Detoxification. It's called Lymphatic Detox. It's called Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to change your health and life. It's easy stuff, guys. In 2 weeks, you'll understand more than most people understand, even your doctors, about the lymphatic system and health. The goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system, guys. That's all for every health problem. On next Thursday show, I'll be explaining how to help GERD, that's gastroesophageal reflux disease, with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Tell someone about my show or website. Have a balanced and joyful life.